Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Well, it's cold, cold, cold here in the WJFF listening area, and we're really anxious for signs of spring. Since this is radio, we thought that an audio preview of what's to come would provide some much-needed therapy for all of us.
So, what birds do you first think of as a harbinger of spring? Maybe the robin? Many of us cling to the idea of the American robin as spring's ambassador, arriving in early March to cheer up that warm weather, but truth to tell, there are other birds that are more reliable harbingers of spring, since robins traditionally aren't the earliest returnees. As a matter of fact, many robins actually spend the winter right here.
A surer signal from the birds that winter is waning is an overhead flock of snow geese or tundra swans on their way to breeding grounds in the high Arctic. They may be thousands of feet in the air, so you might not spot their long V formations, but it's thrilling to catch their high-pitched calls all the same.
Wood ducks return to local lakes early in March, and it's always very exciting to see them. Field guides just don't do these water birds justice. The males are fantastically gorgeous, much handsomer than any other wild duck. If lakes are still locked in ice, wood ducks stack up in shoreline trees and gobble desiccated crab apples as they wait for ice out.
But our very favorite and surest sign of returning spring is the red-winged blackbird's song, as the males establish their territory. These birds are usually here in early March, and I consider it a very special gift for my March birthday to hear one.
Also heard very early is the peent call of the American woodcock. He's calling for mates, and will follow up this call with a spectacular upward flight. Check out the events calendar on our NEPAAudubon.org website if you'd like to go on a woodcock dance hike on March 21st to hear and see them.
And if you were outside and listening earlier in February, you've heard some of the great horned owls that just don't wait for true spring to start before finding mates and laying eggs. Here's a pair duetting. And woodpeckers will hammer out their heart's desire with their beaks against hollow branches.
So do bundle up and go out and listen. Hopefully you'll hear that red-winged blackbird. This has been Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.